you remember the, did you used to have a man go through rags and old iron? Remember that?
Junk man.
Junk man, yeah. I remember that my mother listened, you know, and she'd hear him and then she'd send everything out or send your scissors out to be sharpened.
That's right.
I remember the Iceman too. Do you remember? Yeah. Did you have the old ice box?
I put that sand out, 50 pounds, 25 days coming in.
Big treat. We used to like to run after the ice wagon and get a piece of ice in the summer. Love that.
Well, we used to do even worse than that.
Yeah,
well, that wasn't bad.
Yeah.
But when they used to spread tar on the streets.
Uh-huh.
We used to go get that tire and chew it.
Chew it.
Ooh.
No, it wasn't tires. That was
asphalt.
Asphalt.
Yeah.
A tire. A tire is what it really was.
But it was really, yes.
But we were under the impression that this would strengthen your jaws.
No kidding.
And keep your teeth, toughen your teeth, and clean them.
Did it? Pull them out?
I don't know. I don't know.
It's better than bubble gum anyway.
I would say it was.
Yeah. Doesn't have any sugar.
No, it ain't.
You like bubble gum, huh?
Yeah.
It's bad for your teeth, you know that.
No,
it ain't. You heard that.
That's funny, too, the things you remember. During the war, there wasn't any bubble gum, World War II. I don't know why, but there wasn't. And I remember one day, a girlfriend of mine found out they were selling bubble gum at the drugstore. Well, we ran up there. And there was this line, you know, the whole block, kids waiting there, and you could only buy one piece. It was rationed.
Yeah, I know.
Crazy, yeah. Oh, the old man. What kind of lamps did you have when you were real little? Did you have electricity right from the start?
No, I can remember gas.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Kerosene lamp?
We had gas
lamps.
Uh-huh.
I can remember very, very little of that, but I do remember distinctly seeing gas lamps in the house.
The house we used to live in had still the gas jet coming out.
That's right.
You know, in some places.
In a lot of these old homes, you see it.
The old man who did the work in the house was kind of lazy. And when he converted to electricity, he just left the gas pipe sticking out.
Well, you have to. You can't remove that.
Can't remove it, huh?
No, they use that as part of the equipment to hook up your electric lights on.
Yeah. See, but he never covered it. He just had it there, and then
they usually have a cap on it.
Yeah, well, what we did, I took a salad bowl and drilled. I had my husband drill the center out and stuck it up there, and it looked like part of the light, then it covered it up.
Oh, that's good.
But I was amazed when I saw all those gas jets. once a year or maybe twice a year, you have to do something to your car so the parts don't rub. You take it and you get a
grease job and oil change and oil.
Yeah. When you're driving along and you hear your tire go,
blow off flat.
What men wear with the top and the whole thing with the, when you have a white shirt and a tie?
Suit.
Yes, a dam.
And if your suit is old, you have to go to the store and buy a
what coat?
Yeah, you're going to get a not an old suit, but a
new suit.
New suit.
Okay. And what men wear on their legs?
Pants.
What else?
Trousers.
Slacks.
What's the difference between slacks and pants?
I don't know.
Which would you
use? I see no difference.
Which one would you use mostly? Which word? Would you ever use slacks?
Slacks. Well, now, before it used to be pants, before the slacks came out.
And something you wear with your suit that doesn't have any sleeves?
T-shirt.
Yes. Vest.
Oh, you mean with the suit?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, vest. I'm sorry.
No problem. If you had a nice wool sweater and you washed it in hot water, you would say, oh, my sweater.